It's time to meet our first famous Sarah on today's show. She's a comic whose voice can be heard in Wreck-It Ralph and Bob's Burgers. She starred in the Sarah Silverman program on Comedy Central and hosts the new Sarah Silverman podcast. It's Sarah Silverman. Hello.
Hello.
I know that you are a gamer.
Uh-huh.
What have you been playing?
Well, I'm really not a gamer. When quarantine started, I was in New York City and I just had this instinct to go to GameStop and buy a console and say this would be the time to learn video games. Of course, I knew like Nintendo 64 from years ago, but this was a whole new thing. I had to, you know, get a whole new muscle memory for various myriad buttons and things. And I really just got into one game, Call of Duty World War II. But
yeah,
I just, you know, my plan, and I think it was a good one. You know, now I'm busy and life is taking hold. But for those first 3 months, my plan was I slept as late as I could. I played video games and I went to bed as early as possible.
And what kind of hours are we talking?
A lot of people have a 40-hour work week. I had a 40-hour waking week.
Yeah. Just keep the days moving. Keep them moving right through.
In my defense, I have a very, very busy dream life and I have to be there a lot.
So what are you saying? No more Call of Duty? You're done with it?
I haven't played it for a while, but okay. I do enjoy it. I like... Gee, I don't know a nice way to say this, and it sounds so terrible, but it is just pretend. But killing Nazis.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Yeah.
I especially loved stabbing.
Yeah.
But
And
are you playing online with other people, or are you just playing through the story? Are you squatting up with people and doing that sort of thing?
I actually, my now boyfriend was the person that I played online with.
Look at that.
Yeah, we had a little, we knew each other a bit, but we had a Call of Duty online gaming romance that turned, like, actually real.
It's very romantic.
It really was. It was very, you know, well, you know, war brings people together.
That's what they say.
That's
Wait,
right.
Is that what they say? That can't possibly be what they say, can it?
John Lennon said that, right?
Yeah. I think that's what his bed-in was about. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
I've been having a very underpublicized bed-in myself.
You said you live in an apartment building. I find this just so fascinating because I think most people, when they picture a celebrity, they picture someone living in the lap of luxury. And I think it was a 2017 a Guardian interview that you revealed that your business manager had said, once told you that you spent the least amount of money on clothes of all of
any of his clients, male or female.
Wow.
And that you, and you lived in a small apartment and that had a shared like a laundry facility. So
yeah. I like to live far below my means.
Yeah.
Not far below. I'm living less and less below my means, to be honest. But I always tell, that's always the advice I give people when they're like, what, you know, tell me, give me advice about, I was like, keep your overhead low, you know?
Right.
And I just like, I don't want more than one key, you know? Also, I just think, I don't know, you can't be a comedian and be funny and like live a totally detached life where you don't like do errands and stuff.
Right. Once all of the struggle is gone and you're completely out of touch with, because you're supposed to be talking to every person, more or less.
But I mean, listen, I would love to like do a Neutrogena commercial. I just seem to be a little divisive for mainstream commercials. But I would love, if you're out there, come on. My skin is my face is my fortune.
Yes. But you have a new podcast. The Sarah Silverman podcast, in the tradition of the Sarah Silverman program, titled the Sarah Silverman podcast.
I didn't even think of it like that, except that I just am of the belief that whatever clever name you give it, people are just going to say, oh, did you hear the Sarah Silverman podcast? Did you listen to Marc Maron? You know, you watch Samantha Bee. No one's saying, did you see Last Week Tonight? on Sunday. So I just skip the middleman.
Skip to the chase.
I like to think of myself as creative, but a realist, you know.
Extremely.
A dreamer, but a realist.
You know, you also wrote a great memoir, The Bedwetter, which is now a musical, or was slated to start performances this year. Obviously, it is on hold.
Yep. They're sticking with it, you know, and now it's moved to, like, June, but I can't imagine it won't be pushed again. It'll happen when it happens. My dad just keeps saying, like, how much longer do I have to stay alive? You know, he's been waiting. It's been, like, an eight-year process. You know, it takes a long time to do a musical.
Yeah.
And he finally had his tickets and his flight, you know, so it's just...
Oh, no.
Dad, you got to hold on a little longer. I mean, he's fine. He's not sick. But he's, you know, 83, so he's just, like... He goes on this app that calculates how much longer you're going to live.
Like an actuary? Geez. A fun actuary?
Come on, Dad.
Yeah, he's like, gonna live six more years.
But, you know, I find it also unique that your dad basically tried to convince you to quit college. I think you were already doing stand-up and already good at it. And he was like, no, quit college so you can pursue this. Which I don't know of any other comics' parents who have said that to them.
Yeah, very rare. I went to NYU and I had a very small scholarship and my dad paid everything else. Mm. And I went 1 year and then I said, I want to take a year off to just do stand up. And he said, okay. And then I was all ready to start my second year, although I left the drama program. I wanted to do arts and sciences because I just wanted to learn stuff. You know, I felt like I could take acting classes outside of college, but to pay for college to take acting lessons seemed like, I don't know, I wanted to learn, get information, you know.
What else do people know around here?
Yeah, I was working from 4 p.m. to 2 a.m. passing out flyers and then going to school. And it was a lot. And then doing stand-up, you know. So he called me and he said, you know, listen, if you drop out of college, I'll pay your rent and utilities for the next 3 years as if it's your sophomore, junior, senior year.
Wow.
And you can keep doing stand-up. I go, yeah, okay. And I'll tell you what I did. I stole classes because they're just such big classes at NYU, lecture classes. I just went to them. You know, I mean, I didn't need a diploma. I didn't need to get papers graded. So it was... You know, I suggest anyone to do that if they don't have, you know, money for...
You would just show your student ID for that 1 year and go
through?
Yeah,
or I'd use friends... Like, all my friends still were there, and they were psyched to not go to classes. So.
You know, I was reading, too, that you are a... you're not just a huge fan of Law & Order. You watch it... before you go to bed as like, your palate cleanser to like bring you off to sleep nicely?
I think my guess is because it's wherever, you know, when you're a comic, you're on the road all the time usually. And
right.
There's something about, like, I would bring this plaid blanket from Target that I love everywhere. I'd squeeze it into a ball into my luggage. And then wherever I was, I'd put it on the bedspread and it felt like I was at one place. And then another thing like that is Law & Order. Wherever you are in the country, you can find a Law & Order marathon. So I think it was like it became my transitional object, you know, like my blanket or something.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I can't fall asleep unless it's to the like dulcet tones of softcore murder, you know.
Did you have a version that you liked the best?
I watch it all. I watch them all. I watched Law & Order LA as well. It was just one season. Very good. Corey Stoll, Terrence Howard.
Yeah. Okay. All right. You know your stuff. So we wrote a Law & Order quiz for you.
Gosh, I hope I do well.
So and I know you just played a Law & Order quiz on your own podcast, and I'm just going to say that this is different.
Good, because my producer that picked those questions never... doesn't know Law & Order and just went on to like Law & Order trivia, like IMDb. That's like impossible to answer. It's like fun facts, you know.
Yeah, this is far less obscure. And multiple choice.
Ooh.
Multiple choice.
Oh my gosh, okay. I better do well. Here we go.
All right. What Law & Order franchise actor holds the distinction of playing the same character in the most consecutive seasons of any American TV show? Is it...
I know who it is. It's Olivia Benson. Mariska Hargitay.
Yes, you are correct. That is correct. She's appeared in 20 consecutive seasons of Law & Order. Wow. It's like all the fashions she wore in the beginning came back.
It's that's so true, because when I'm watching old ones and I'm like, ooh, I love that.
Cool.
And like the makeup style and everything even is like.
Yeah, like, it's like the pantsuits and the hair. Yeah, you're like,
oh. Ooh, I miss it when she has a bold lip.
That's right. All right, here's another one. Which character from Law & Order SVU has appeared on at least 10 different scripted TV series, including Homicide, Life on the Street, Unbreakable
Munch,
Kimmy
baby,
Schmidt,
Richard Belzer,
and Arrested Development? You don't even need the multiple choice. You are correct. Detective Munch, Richard Belzer.
I love him. He was like the liberal conspiracy theorist of the group.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
With the shaded glasses, so you're like, oh, I get it. I know why he feels that way. I get it.
All right, this is the last question. Which of these is not a real Law & Order spinoff? A, Law & Order LA, B, Law & Order UK, or C, Law & Order DC?
DC, not. No DC.
You are correct. No DC.
Love this trivia game. Wish we could do it all day.
Killing it.
Yeah, LA, you knew that. UK. UK.
I started watching UK when it came out because I couldn't. I was so excited. And I can't understand what they're saying at all. And so, but I went back to it recently because I've watched a ton of British television. And it's not that I've gotten better at it, but now I have the closed captioning on at all times. And I can watch it.
All right, I just have to say this. This is the joke. It's the Law & Order UK was created, of course, by Spotted Dick Wolf.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
We will have more with Sarah Silverman after the break. Plus, we'll play a music parody game with actor Sarah Paulson. And if you thought American Horror Story was scary, good news. This won't be scary at all, I promise. I'm Ophira Eisberg, and this is Ask Me Another from NPR.